microphone, please.
Oh.
think you are sleeping and we are all sleeping. No, I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
And in,
do it again.
In his present, that also, like Krishna Das, like. You want? Oh, hey Nisinghadev, you are Nisinghadev. So be humble to all devotees. Don't have anger to anyone. No? Anger should be given up from heart. So don't be angry to anyone, otherwise my whole devotee is in fear. Now you are so strong. So you should give up your anger to me. In the middle you will go.
I can now dance, drama. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
How's the guitar?
Number three.
And as sure as I turn my heart starts to burn, I don't know my own mind. I've got no bhakti, I've got no shakti, I'm fundamentally flawed. I ride no fire, but I won't be from the night to be with you. I smell the body.
I'm begging to come forward.
ज्ञानते निरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाक्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणाति भक्त्याग्निनाय अपराधरक्षे चित्त्वाश्रुपामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणार My obeisances in the Lord's feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Parashis Man Bhakti Pragyan Kisha Goswami and same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Parashis Man Bhakti Vedanta Swami. We are told up to Krishna Karmarpan. But before that, I want to say something. I want to clarify this subject. Daiva Varnashram or Daiva Varnashram? Can you tell 5 minutes?
अज्ञानचिरन्धस्य जनञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृतसिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः This last winter for the Northern Hemisphere, we were in Hilau in the festival, and that time Srila Gurudev received one letter from the very old and one of the first disciples, and he said, Srila Gurudev, you have done so many things, collected so many devotees all over the world, but one thing you have not done, and that is to establish Varnashram. So Gurudev at once he replied, yeah, I'll have to reply this, he says, at once. So in morning walk, Sri Gurudev was asking, should we be in Varnashram? Are we in Varnashram or not? So yesterday, day before, especially yesterday, we heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not interested to hear that Varnashram is our goal. To please Vishnu is not our goal, as it is especially outlined in the rules and regulations of Smartha Varnashram. Yeah, our acharyas, especially Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, and after his disciples, Srila Bhakti Prakhyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, they also wanted this same Varnashram to be implemented, but not Smartha Varnashram. Daivi Varnashram. Daivi Varnashram means anyone from any stage in life. He may be meat eater, drunkard, Mohammedan, like us, hippies, or completely lost in this world. We can only think back, some of us a few years, some of us 20 years, 30 years, where we were. bewildered completely. Then the message came from Guru Parampara. Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu's representative arrived in the Western countries and he introduced the process which little amongst us could understand at that time. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he simply said, chant and be happy. Very simple process. After that, when he gave initiation, then he said, oh, by the way, you have to follow a few things. So, the devotees, because they had so much attraction and they received so much affection from Srila Prabhupada, they at once surrendered to his instructions. I have to follow some rules and regulations. I have to follow some normal human standard of life. Without Vanashram, yeah, there is no basis for bhakti. Srila Guru explained that in Vanashram, there is especially emphasis, Daivi Vanashram, on ashram. Yeah? Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he established, yeah, that from any area, yeah, in society, if a young man comes forward and he is renounced, he is attached to hearing Harikatha, he understands Siddhanta, he can be given sannyas. At that time, this was a revolution, but he was very bold. He didn't care. Even he risked his life. We all know the history in Navadvip where the smarta brahmanas wanted to kill him. And only by his wonderful lila have we come to know the special relationship between our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prakyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. How he risked his own life, changed the dress, the cloth, the outer garment of his Gurudev and faced the uproar amongst the smartas who were ready to kill Srila Prabhupada. Only because he was so bold to establish this principle that anyone who is interested to engage in the activities of bhakti, make Guru Krishna the center of his life, he is fit to enter Daivivan Ashram. But then, it should be really, as we have heard from our acharyas, Daivivan Ashram means brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and ultimately sannyas ashram. We are all having one of these ashrams which we can identify with. So what is the duty? If one is brahmachari, vanaprast, or sannyas, in Daivivan Ashram, always engaged, hearing Harikatha, being in the association of sadhus, in this way, never becoming attached to the sense objects. In Grihastha, ashram, marriage, yeah, not, as Gurudev often mentions, trying to enter the Guinness Book of Records, again marrying, again and again. Once, yeah, marriage, be chaste. If there is any difficulty, try to reconcile, try to overcome any difficulties and be fixed in your situation, in your ashram. And at that stage, engage in hearing Harikatha, serving the sadhus, inviting them to your home, to your city. And also, in this way, benefit. Your bhakti will increase. Gradually, you will become also detached from the sense objects and you will progress in your bhakti. So this is Daivivan Ashram, and this is what our acharyas wanted to establish. So although Srila Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu rejected, still the devotees were asking Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada mentioned this, I want to establish Vanashram, the devotees asked, but Srila Prabhupada, we are all Vaishnavas. Then Prabhupada replied, don't think that you are Vaishnava. It is not so easy. First you should become a human being. Don't be an animal. Yeah? If sannyasi, why falling down? Yeah? We have seen in history. This is not Vaishnava. This is not even Daivi Vanashram. Daivi Vanashram means we are fixed. Stane Sita Shutigatam Tanuvanmano Vir. Fixed in one position, hearing Harikata from the pure Vaishnavas, inviting the sadhus, and this will nourish our bhakti, and we will quickly attain that supreme goal which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing in the discussion between Raya Ramananda, is going to manifest in this association.
So you should know, Varnashram dharma is of two types. One a daiva and another is daiva. Raramananda has not, Mahaprabhu has not rejected daiva Varnashram dharma. He rejected only a daiva Varnashram dharma. Daivi Varnashram Dharma, I told by Krishna, Chatur Varnam Maya Shrisham Guna Karma Vibhagasar. In a smart Vaishnava, or Daivi Varnashram, a son, whether he has quality as or not, Brahmin son will be Brahmin. Like the father of Raman, was Brahmin and Rishi.
Pulastha Rishi.
Pulastha, among seven Saptarshi. But his son became like demon. And then he is not now called Brahmin. Always Raman or Rakshas.
Hiranyakashipu.
His son was Prahlad Maharaj, but he is not called demon. He is the guru of Brahmins also and sannyasis and all. So this is Daiva Varnashram. This is the backbone of our society, and also this is the platform of bhakti. If Daiva Varnashram is not there, everything, where it will stand? So you should try to follow. Ram came, Sri Ramchandra ji came to establish all these things. And you see that even Ramchandra rejected her, exiled her forever, for whole life. But Sita Devi, what did?
She no married him.
She never rejected and divorced, and he took another husband.
Never.
Also Ramchandra, for some reason, he rejected the queen, not Sita Devi. You will have to know all these things. So, for some reasons, if anyone is divorcing, it is not good. If he wants to establish a background of bhakti, then you will have to accept this Daiva Varnashram. Be together, don't divorce daily. This is in Western colonialized fashion. India too coming, but is still not more than 5%. Those who are some old, in my age, I have seen, at that time there was no divorce. But now coming in new generations. So now everything is changing very, very rapidly. So my request that try to follow that. For some any reason how, you should not divorce each other. If there is something, discuss, and if you cannot, then any Vaishnava should be mediator. You can write me, I will try my best that it should be solved. What is a duty of a Vaishnava to Vaishnava? Like brother, we are God brothers. We should not quarrel. You saw? And the region came, so many regions, that there should be a friction in Pandavas, Bhim, Yudhishthir and others. But they never fought together. It may come in Ram Lakshman versus Shatrughna. It may come some reason, but they never quarreled. But we see that we are God brothers more than that, and we fight each other. So where is Varnashram? We are sannyasi, even in Varnashram dharma. Sannyasi in
Deva Varnashram.
Deva Varnashram or anyone, they can be. Nirvisheshvadi, they are not. They are sannyasi, but not. They have nothing to do with Krishna and nothing to do with bhajan. So they are only sannyasi. We reject them. So I request you for some and how any small reason. Don't try to change your husbands and wives. Also, if you will do, your son will what will? There will be or orphan. Children will be orphan. So first this thing. It will come perhaps in the chapter that Karmarpan has been done.
Yes.
Now, Swadharma
Tya.
Who will speak? Can you speak?
I'm not qualified to do that.
You cannot. Can you tell? Why we should reject Varnashram dharma and all Swadharma? Oh, you, I know how you can. You should learn from them. No? Gradually. Give some time. And then preach. You will be the best preacher. I want you. On you.
So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the conversation with Sri Ramananda Roy, is hearing Savardhama Britaja, Mamekam Sharam Brita, Ham Tom Sagapatya, Mokshai Shami Masuja. The Bhagavad Gita, this is one of the last instructions of Bhagavan Sri Krishna to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kukshetra. He had explained to Arjuna many things thus far in Bhagavad Gita about the difference between the body and the soul. He had given him some Atmajnana. So that is necessary to achieve the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's his question to Ramananda Roy, what is the sadhya and what is the sadhana? What is the method to achieve that goal? So, Savardhamma Pritya, give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me. The surrendering process has to be embraced if one wants to enter into sadhana. It is not quite sadhana bhakti, but it is sadhana bhas. If we want to enter into sadhana bhakti, we have to go through the doorway, and that is understanding that this body is temporary, that the pursuits of this world in the form of artha, dharma, moksha, karma are very temporary. Anitya dharma. We have to understand what is nitya, eternal occupation of the soul. Who are we? Jivara Swarupaya Krishna Nityadas Jivara Tatashta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash Krishna Tatashta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash. That we are eternal servants of Krishna, parts and parcels of Krishna. Tatashta Shakti. Krishna has three energies, Antaranga, Bahiranga, and Tatashta Shakti. Tatashta Shakti is the marginal. Krishna has internal energy, external energy, and marginal energy, like the shoreline. It is not in the water or on the shore, but there is a fine line. We are marginal energy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his instructions to Sanatana Goswami, went on further. Krishna Bulli said, Jiva Anadir Bhava Mukha, Ateva Mayatari Sangsara Dukha. So from time immemorial, turning away from Krishna, we have forgotten our eternal relationship. So the process of Sharanagati, surrender, is the how we turn back towards our relationship with the Supreme Lord and enter into sadhana. So that process of surrender is very important.
But Mahaprabhu rejected that slok. Sarvadharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam.
He asked Ramananda to go higher. Take him into real sadhana.
He rejected. But should we reject Saranagati or not?
No, we have to
then
enter into Saranagati through the doorway.
Why Mahaprabhu told?
Why Mahaprabhu rejected?
He rejected because this is not a description of the goal or the actual process, but it's just the entrance into it. It's a reflection. If we don't develop the six qualities of surrender, Anukulyasya Sankappa, Pratikulyasya Varjanam, accepting and rejecting what's favorable for our bhakti instead of accepting and favorable what's favorable for sense gratification.
Thank you.
Economic development.
What is the solution? Mahaprabhu told, you have Balya. And in this is what he is located. In this is Sarvadharman Pratyajya Mam Ekam Sharanam. Then he also rejected that Saranagati also. So what is solution? Should we reject Saranagati or not?
ॐ गानचमनन्दस्य गानन्दनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So Srila Gurudev wanted me to speak a few words concerning the next stage in the conversation between Sri Rai Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Varnashram Dharma is external and also Krishna Karmarpana, not doing duty just for the satisfaction of Vishnu, but doing your duty and making conscious offering. Oh Krishna, may you be the enjoyer of my activities. Going beyond this, now Rai Ramananda is giving another suggestion, and that is Swadharma Tyag, to give up one's dharma, one's religious responsibilities in this world. So to support this point, he gives a verse spoken by Sri Krishna in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Agya yaiva gunan doshan mayadistan api swakam dharma santyadya yasaravam bhajetamam sacha sattamaha. That a person who examines the virtues and also the deficiencies of the result of following dharma, one's occupational duties in this life, and knowing them, even knowing that these are my orders, this is my order, still he leaves them in order to take up my service. Krishna said, oh, that person, I consider him to be superior to those who are following dharmas. So then Rai Ramananda gave another evidence. Sarvadharman parityajya mame kam shanam raja aham tam sarva papevyo mokshayishami maasuchaha. Krishna told Arjuna in Gita, abandon all varieties of dharma, religion, and surrender unto me alone. I will protect you from all sinful activities. Do not be afraid. So here, Krishna said, give up all dharma. What kind of dharma? That does not mean Atma Dharma. Atma Dharma is pure bhakti. This only refers to dharma which is related to the upadhi of the soul. Sarva upadhi vinaya muktam tatpare vena niyamalam rishikena rishikesha sena bhakti uttama. Bhakti is, oh, not having any upadhi, acting on the basis of any upadhi, but using the senses in the service of the master of the senses. So here Krishna is saying, Sarvapadi Vinayamuktam, first thing, that Sarvadhamam Prachadya, give up all the duties which are related to the upadhi, the designations, gross and subtle, which are covering the soul. As Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad said, Na dharmam na dharmam shutikana niruptam kilakuru. O mind, don't be always engaged in calculating what is dharma and adharma. So Krishna here, he's saying that the duties, for example, in Varnashram Dharma, you have a duty to serve your parents, to serve the king, to serve the society. You have responsibility, obligations to your teachers, and all of these things. But actually, what? Sri Krishna is the father of your father, he is the teacher of your teacher. He is the origin of everything. So, if one will have to do dharma, why? Because by doing dharma, you become free from obligation from those to whom you have a debt. But everyone is in debt to Sri Krishna. So if you serve him, you relinquish all other obligations. And therefore, to give up the dharma's material responsibilities, this is helpful, but so one will not become entangled in this world. Sarva dharmam prachaja mamekam sharanam braja. Krishna said, surrender to me. But then he said, Moksha Ishami Masuchaha, I'll save you from all pap. Sarva papebhyo, I'll deliver you from all sins. Why? If a person has family, they have to take care of their family. To leave their wife and old parents and their children. This is very sinful. This is pap, this is very sinful. But Krishna said, if you do this to surrender to me, then that sin, oh, I will take it away. Masuchaha, do not fear. So the word Masuchaha, do not fear, is indicative of the fact that Krishna is speaking in such a way to encourage those who are not spontaneously attracted to bhakti. Because those who are spontaneously attracted to bhakti, they don't need any bargaining. If you serve me, I'll save you. Don't be worried about this and that. So, there is some, this instruction is to give encouragement. But not to those who are spontaneously attracted to devotional service. Those who are fearing. Devotional service means, oh, for Krishna I can do anything. Krishna arte akhila bhoga tyag. Krishna arte akhila cheshta parayan. I can leave everything for the happiness of Krishna. Or I can do all endeavors for the happiness of Krishna. But in this verse it is instruction to a person who they are considering their own happiness. Oh, if I do this, perhaps sin will come to me. He said, don't worry, I'll protect you. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Eho Bhaya Adikewa, this is something external. Because the negative principle has been given. Leave your material obligations. But nothing has been directly stated about the positive injunction. That is, one should take up Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasema, Achnavanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So for this all these reasons, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Emo Bhajya, this is something external, tell me something more. So now we come to the point, does it mean that we should reject Sharanagati, surrendering to Krishna? So for this, we have to see, what was the question of Ramananda Rai? Ramananda Rai said, question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is Sadhya Sar? What is the essence? What is the highest objective of life? So in relation to the highest objective of life, this is not the answer. But in relation to the conditioned souls who will have to gradually develop through the stages towards that highest goal of life, it has some relevance to them, depending on their stage. So in this way, though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put this aside as an answer to the question, what is the ultimate goal of life? We should not put this verse aside. Who are conditioned in this world, we should accept the aspects of this verse which are relevant to our stage of development and then go on up to the next stage. Because Krishna explained that Swayse Adhikarastesham, what is gun and dosh? We can only measure what is a virtue or what is a fault in a person by how they act according to their adhikar, their eligibility. It may be that some instruction is for a lower stage and some instruction is for a higher stage. So if we follow the highest instruction, is this our great quality? Krishna said no. The actual virtue in life, the real quality in life, is when every individual takes up their activities in relation to Krishna, which are relevant to their adhikar. If we try to do something which is more advanced, for which we are qualified, this is a defect. And also, if we have become more qualified, but we adhere to the lower duties, this is also a defect.
You should know there are two kinds of Sharanagati. One is like worldly, and second is the door of bhakti. Here in this sloka, Krishna is telling to fight and kill Bhishma, Pitama, Drona and all others. This is a very great sin. So how can I do? How can I kill you? Or don't worry for that. What I am telling, you should do for me. Take my shelter and I will excuse all these things. So here is Laukiki Sharanagati, not Paramarthiki. That is Anukulyasya Sankalpa. Bhakti Anukul there. Bhakti Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Vivarjanam Rakshasya Titi Iti Vishwaso Or this is actually door of bhakti. But that, out of fear he is telling. And Krishna tells that, don't fear, I will excuse you from all these things. So that was worldly Sharanagati. But this Sharanagati, he had not rejected. But it is not full Sharanagati or bhakti. Only it is a door to enter. Now,
should we consider what has been described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book Sharanagati?
That is Paramarthiki Sharanagati.
And this Sharanagati mentioned here, these are two different types.
Yes. Otherwise, anywhere it has not written that you should reject Sharanagati, Paramarthiki. Everywhere it has been told that we should accept that Sharanagati. Without that, you cannot advance the gradation of this Sharanagati or develops bhakti category. Now, one thing, it has been told, Tavat Karmani Kurvita Nyam Nirvedyat Javata Matkatha Sharanado Vasadhan Najavata. In this world, there are three kinds of person. No? One is Agya. They don't know anything, so they can give up all kinds of dharma. Varnasam dharma or this dharma. Swadharma. And second, Nasti. They don't believe in Vedas and Shastra, like Bauddha. They don't follow all these things. And third, Tavat Karmani Kurvita Nanirvedyet Javata. You should not give up all these things. Varnasam Dharma. It can be only give up. Okay? Only in condition that really Nirved has come. Detachment from world. How? Oh, by tasting the fruits of world and seeing everywhere. Anyone is not happy, and by this, anyone cannot be happy. There are temporary all these things. So anyone is not happy. Seeing these, like an example, I can say it. Perhaps you know the history of India. There was a King Bhartrahari. He was Bhakt. His younger brother was Vikramaditya. Kalidas, Parami, and all were his
ministers.
Courtiers. Navaratna nine.
Very high class. One day, a prostitute, very young, very beautiful, she had so much affection and love for him,
king.
For the king. Anyhow, he received Naulakha, a
very expensive
jewelry
necklace,
very high class. And then he presented to king to please him. He was very happy too, and he used to love his wife so much, out of like pran,
like his own soul, own life.
So he, by him, his own hand, he gave that necklace in his wife's name. And he was looking and very happy. But really, that his wife has so much love and affection for his army leader, what is General commander. He was also very strong,
very beautiful,
very
young,
and very beautiful. So, to please him, she gave that necklace to that. But that
commander general,
not attached to this lady, Rani, but he was attached to
prostitute.
So in return, when it came again to king, then he called his wife, his commander in chief.
Now, he asked the prostitute, from where you get this?
The general gave it to the prostitute.
He gave it to the prostitute. Come on, where you received this?
He began to tell me.
Oh, I will not kill you, but
I will not punish you anything.
But you should tell the truth. And he told that it came from your wife. So, I love her so much. And she is loving to whom? And that is loving to prostitute to me. At once, he rejected everything, and nirvana came.
Detachment
came from the world. Spontaneous
and
detachment came.
And same night, he left his kingdom, his everything, wealth and reputation.
Make his brother king and.
And told his brother that he should look after him. Not delayed a second, oh, this is called nirvedha. If that kind of nirvedha has come, you can give up and be sannyasi. Otherwise, not sarva dharma anupatte. But also, one thing is more. If nirvedha has come, and matkarha shanado vajyavanya jayate, he is not fully qualified, nirvedwala. After some time it may come again some desire. So, matkatha sranado, any high class of devotees. And at that time when there was nirved, there was detachment. At that time anyone came, a very exalted, qualified devotee. and he heard Harikatha. And then Ishtha came in Krishna Bhakti. That if I will do bhakti, then my life will be successful and everything is complete. So this is the right way to give up all varnasam, dharma and everything. Then really we can be. Then it may be by hearing Harikatha at that time, he may have a greed also. And that will come Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati there. So, here it has been told, those who are Agya, they don't know anything, they can give up. Because they don't know anything. And those who are Nastik, like Buddha, they will give up. And third, who are qualified, Nirved and also, Ruchi. Hearing Harikatha, they have had Ruchi something, they will have.
The first two, when they give up, then they get Pap. It seems that they will get Pap, the first two.
The ignorant and the...
Agya and Nastik. When they leave Dharma, they
or they don't know what will be the result. They don't know anything. So they can give up.
Yeah, but anyway, they know or they don't know, but a Pap will come to them.
Yes, certainly.
But both third person...
They have had to test the result, certainly. And this person, like you told, Gatav Mukunda Pariharthaka. That is so. If anyone knowingly all these things, and he has some ruchi in Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Seva Bhasna has come, and if he is giving up his wife, children and all, then, oh, nothing will be done. Because Krishna is a root of all. He is mole father, he is everything. So, it will not come. Shiva. Lord Paramanande.
Name.
What is it? Time is. After that, perhaps Mahaprabhu will tell Sat Dharman Patyajya. Oh, Iho Bhajya.
External.
Tell something more. And then he will tell.
Brahma Bhuta.
Gyan Mishra Bhakti. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmāna sochate na kāṁcati. So, this is somewhat higher. This was karma-miśrā-bhakti. And now coming?
Gyan-miśrā-bhakti.
Gyan-miśrā-bhakti is higher because Brahma-bhūta prasannātmāna sochate na kāṁcati. Samah sarvesu bhutesu mad bhaktim lakati. What is the meaning? In brief.
Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. So as Srila Gurudev pointed out that this discussion on giving up one's Swadharma Tyag, and giving up all other dharmas and simply performing Sharanagati to Krishna, in this level there is still some mixture of karma mishra. So, but then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually rejected this suggestion, saying that it is bahya, again he told it is bahya, external. Age kohar, speak further than this. So now Sri Ramananda Roy, he explained the principle of jnana mishra bhakti. That means bhakti, devotion to the Supreme Lord, which is mixed with gyan, mixed with knowledge. And in order to substantiate this point, he now told this verse from Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. So here, Krishna is telling that a person who has attained this stage of Brahma Bhuta, in which he has full realization that he has nothing to do with this material body or any of the offspring of this body and the paraphernalia connected with this body, but he knows that Aham Brahmasmi, I am pure spirit soul, and I am eternal, and everything here within this temporary world has nothing to do with my eternal dharma, my eternal nature. So in that state, the person who has realized this, he has reached this Brahma-Bhuta stage of consciousness, and in that stage, nasochati nakangshati, he never becomes disturbed in any condition of this material world. If there is any kind of great happiness coming to him, material happiness, he does not become overjoyed. If there is very great difficulty coming in his life, he does not become disturbed or saddened by that. Nasochati nakangshati. There is no lamentation, no regretting about this or that, and there is no desires. No hankering. Nakangshati. And in that pure state of Brahman realization, that I am Brahman, I am transcendental soul, Atma, consciousness, then sama sarveshu bhuteshu, he sees all the living beings within this material world. That means in any species of life, whether they are in the human form, or they are in an animal species, or even in plant, insect, aquatic, birds, he sees sama. Sama means equally. He doesn't see any distinction between one living being and another, because he understands that within that particular body, the Atma is there, the pure Jivatma, the pure soul. So Krishna describes that the person who comes to this level, Brahma Bhuta, who has this transcendental Brahma Gyan, full knowledge of transcendence, of the transcendental nature of his soul. So that person, Krishna says, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. That person attains my supreme bhakti, Param Bhakti. He attains my bhakti. So it appears that this is the highest goal, sadhya. Now he has come to the point of bhakti, Param Bhakti. But yet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing this suggestion, again he tells, Eho Bahya Age Koho Ar. This is still external. You should still speak further. I want to hear more. And why he's telling? Because there is Gyan Mishra. There is a mixture of knowledge. And this mixture of knowledge means that the devotion to Krishna is not 100% pure and spontaneous. In the pure state of the soul, it is completely free from any tendency towards gyan, towards liberation. This gyan mishra is not speaking of transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His qualities, name, form, pastimes, and such. But it is speaking of this impersonal gyan. So in that state, it is still not the true nature of the soul, because the soul cannot properly serve the Supreme Lord when there is this understanding, this calculative understanding of the Brahman state of the soul. Without understanding the pure position of Param Brahma, and without understanding how to serve that Supreme Absolute Truth with pure devotion, devoid of gyan, one cannot attain the final sadhya, the final goal of life. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, speak further, I want to hear more.
Krishna seems to be promising that Mad Bhakti Labhate Param, that he will get
by pure bhakti. Somewhat not clear. There are two kinds of Mayavadi.
Brahmavadi. One kind of Brahmavadi, both they want to be Brahma. Both they want to be Brahma. But one living in Vrindavan, and they don't do any kind of
offense
to Bhagavat or Krishna or devotees. They have some respect. And those who are in Haridwar and Kashi and other places, they are dead against of bhakti. They don't accept the transcendental body of Krishna. They don't follow Bhagavad, these pastimes of Krishna. So they are offended, really.
Ramavad and Mayavad is different.
So, those who are offended, they will go to hell and they will may have attained after long, they may attain Brahmapada. And this is that they cannot never have any bhakti in whole life. This is a scene like. But those who are in Vrindavan, they don't criticize Bhagavatam, they don't criticize Krishna, and don't criticize Vaishnava. Anyhow, Krishna arranged that some high class of devotees, they have association. And by that association, what becomes? Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that these high class of devotees give them the seva bhasana in very small quantity, very quantity. Like there is a heap of
dry grass.
Mustard seed, you know? Some yellow, round, very small. Make a round like that, sarso seed, a gold also.
What?
Piece of gold.
Yeah. And keep it in the heap of mustard or seed. Both are like same, because yellow. But if fire will be given, then whole mustard seed will
burn.
And by the air, they will all, and only that gold will be there. So, in good association, that Brahmavadi, if he has a vasana of Krishna service, even small, then it, in the association of high class of Vaishnava, it develops and it turns into prema bhakti. Then, otherwise not by Brahma Gyan, it will come Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Mad Bhakti, not like this, direct. But by this process they can have. But Mahaprabhu rejected. He doesn't want that any kind of mixture of gyan should be. Tat gyan, tvam gyan, and
Brahmaika.
Any kind of gyan that should be. Bhakti is fully independent. If a man is so lusty, and great sinner, even he is qualified for bhakti, even at that time. Ajami was great sinner, drunkard. He killed so many persons. But bhakti came. Name is so powerful.
Valmiki in first line.
So, here Mahaprabhu rejected only if it is any dependence of bhakti is not there. Bhakti is
Sarupanubandhi
Bhakti superior. So Mahaprabhu rejected it. And then potato.
Gyan
sunya bhakti. And Mahaprabhu told, oh, iho ho. Gyane prayasamudaparshanamantayo. Jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiyavata. Sthane sthita tanuvanumam. Prayaso jitu jitu. Be situated where you are. In varna or ashram, in place where Harikatha is going on, come there. Do pranam to who is telling Harikatha or who is arranging to them. To that place, you should do dandavat. And that place also, and Harikatha too. You should do dandavat pranam to all, and by tongue, by mind, and by speech. Oh, very good Harikatha is good. This speaker is, oh, very good speaker. In this way, then what will come? Sadhan bhakti will come, then bhav bhakti will come, and prema bhakti will come. Mahaprabhu told here. But go on, and then he told two slopes. If you have khidha,
appetite
and
thirst,
then
happy.
Oh, you can feel happy and satisfaction
by
taking any kind of simple water and
chapati.
Only short will do. Chapati only will do, dry chapati. But if I have no hunger and thirst, no use. So there should be love, affection. Then you. There are so many points in this. And next he told, Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam utapitu labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekamantran koti. Anyhow, if you can buy love, love means greed, to serve Krishna in any of the ragatmik bhakta, dasa sakha vatsalya madhu, at once buy. It cannot be buy by lakhs and lakhs sukritis of lakhs and lakhs birth. It will not do. Sukriti will not do. By sukriti you will have bhakta. And by bhakti you will have bhakti. General vaidhi bhakti. But raganuga bhakti, it cannot do. Mahaprabhu told, yes, go on. And then he told, thus, Mahaprabhu was satisfied, but not fully satisfied. And then he told more, go on. Then he told, Sakha. Oh, very good, Sarvasadhyasa. But go on. Then he told, Vatsalya. Oh, very good, very sweet. It has all the qualities of Shanta, Dasya, Sakha, and more one. What? From Shanta, Nishtha. Krishnaika Nishtha. From Dasya to serve Krishna. And Sakya.
Vishambhava.
No
hesitation,
hesitation and all these things. And a special what? To Krishna, Taran Bharsan.
Vatsalya
bhav. This is. And more of gopi bhav. It has four qualities of what we have told. And more nijanga diya kare nashiman. By his whole
body.
All the limbs of the body is. Who can do? Only gopi. But not even Jashoda Gopi. She can. only Gopis. So, who are in Parthiya Bhava? Brajavasis, Brajaramani, those who are, and what, Parthiya Bhava, only they can. Mahaprabhu told, oh, go on more. Oh, in this world there are none to auspices. And then, again he asked, then he told, Radhika Mount is most highest among all. Oh, yes. Then he asked four questions. Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and Vilas Tattva. When he was giving an example of Vilas Tattva, then Mahaprabhu stopped at once. Don't tell him. Because in this world there are
no one
qualified person that who can hear. And secondly, my Krishna mood will come if you tell more. And will know all that I am Krishna. And I want to test the three moods I can. Srila Prabhupada has told that in this world there are very few qualified persons. Openly should not be told. If you have greed and you have some realization, only discuss it, this, with only qualified persons.
Like-minded persons.
Like Mahaprabhu was testing it with Raya Ramananda Sarup Dhamma. Only. Sometimes Sikhi might be. And Adha for
Madhavi
Devi. But you should know, Madhavi Devi was old of 84, 85. And Choto Haridas went there and brought a very
beautiful rice for Mahaprabhu.
Sugandhi.
Fragrant rice.
Govindabhog rice. Mahaprabhu told, from where you collected? Oh, Choto Haridas has brought from Madhavi Devi. Oh, Madhavi Devi, he has gone. Rejected him. A lady asked me, why we cannot come in walking time of you? We want to follow you at the time of walking. She should also know this fact. Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. No? And he what did? Kastaira putali
jana kuha kena chai.
If you see a naked, even
doll,
wooden
puppet
of ladies, you can give up everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always careful himself. When Devdasi was singing, he ran away after him. But Govind saved him. Oh, lady singing. He told that, oh, if you have not cared me, then I would have jumped in the ocean and given my life. Why? We don't think ladies inferior. They should not think like that. Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, at the time of walking, he had taken so many ladies with him?
Never.
Any sannyasi. So it is not that they are thinking that they are inferior. We think that ladies are more superior than.
No.
So, being a. What?
Sannyasi.
Manush.
Male.
In inner heart, we think that we are gopi, lady, secret bhajan. So don't think inferiority and all this. It is for each other. We should obey the rules and regulation. And that is why those who don't follow, and they thought that we are siddha now, and they mixed with ladies, oh, they left their sannyas, or not only one, hundreds and hundreds. So we should each other be very careful. Yeah. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rai Ramana, his own poetry, Pailari Rag, Nayana Bhangave, in a one moment, without any mediator, when our two eyes and two eyes met, in a moment it came. Now, in separation, I'm telling you, to whom separation will, that now you should be guilty. Tell him that how cruel he has been. He has forgotten everything. So you should go and remember him. Oh, so many things Mahaprabhu can. He can be satisfied and bus.
No more.
This duty is come there, but this duty is Vipralamba Bhav.
Vipralamba Bhav.
It's duty.
Yes, not a duty. And told that now you, suppression mood, you should be duty. And tell him. Very pathetic and very high class. No other in any scripture of any of whole world, even Devlok and any Lok. Only Srimad Bhagavatam. So if Bhagavat is there, everything is there, nothing is lost. And if Bhagavat is not there, then?
Everything lost.
Gau Prama.
That
should be fresh. Very soft. No. Yeah. Oh, very soon.